the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico. Behind me, though, that's the swirling, roiling surf of Mavericks, which is in San Francisco, so it's not exactly the El Pacifico. But nonetheless, I like a little bit of an action surf, bud, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't think that's San Francisco, though. Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Well, they say that's Mavericks in San Francisco. Those waves are those are Hawaii size, aren't they?
Yeah. I think that's Hawaii, and San Francisco said that there because they want to think they got big surf.
Well, I don't know. It said Mavericks. You know, Mavericks is a very big place for a surfing competition. It could be. Anyway, if by the way, this is the final few hours of our Free Phil weekend, our three-day Free Phil weekend. So if you want to go over to our website, philhendryshow.com, and you want to take a look at what we have to offer, it's all free. It's free. You can take a look at the video casts. You can take a look at you can listen to our audio. You can look at our video webisodes. You can look at some of the TV shows we've done. You can listen to our character clips. I mean, and we have thousands and thousands of hours of things that to offer you. So go over to our website, philhendryshow.com, and check it out. To the point that I was discussing before we went on the air, you know, in the internet business, you have people that are they call them trolls, which means they don't care. They just go and they say stuff, right? Because they're upset with their lives, because they have these substandard jobs that they think they're better than, but they can't seem to get ahead in life because they are angry at the way their parents treat. So they're very anonymous people, and nobody really notices them. So they go online, and they go into comment sections and message boards, and they start to, you know, say stuff. And we deal with it, too. But there comes a time when you just get kind of tired of it, especially when they're trying to trash your site and trash your show and trash your work and trash your listeners and trash your... You know, and these are people that pay me, folks. Understand this. These people pay me money to get on my website and trash me, my show, my website, my life, everything. My kids, my wife, my ex-wife. So we have an unedited website. Meaning an unedited comment section. And I don't want to change that. But here, I just hit on a great idea. And this is what we're going to do. In order to be a subscriber to our website, you need to present a credit card, of course. Now, if you want to get on our website and you want to make these nasty, vicious, untrue comments, then we will find out what your name is, and we'll put your name on the website on your comment, as opposed to your little username. So I think that's fair, and the fact of the matter is, because we're uncensored, I think that goes, you know.
Yeah, well, that ain't censored. People are going to get pissed off, though.
What are they going to get pissed off for? They don't want a censored comment section. We're not going to censor it. Here's their name. Why censor it with a username? Now, the only way you'll ever see your real name in the real city you live in. There is if you decide you want to come on there and say stuff that I know is patently untrue, or you're nasty, or you're hassling women that are on the feed. I mean, we've had people on there with the N-word this. You think Rick Perry's bad. I mean, my God.
Was Rick Perry there?
Was Rick Perry where?
You think he was on the feed? Was Rick Perry in your comment section?
No, Rick Perry wasn't in my comment section. What are you, an idiot or something? I'm talking about just these lowlife. So in any event, that's what's going to happen from now on. And it's an easy enough thing to do. If, however, you just say, hey, Phil, how you doing? Or you have a question, or you disagree with a political point of view, that's fine. But I know the difference. And I know these individuals who have decided that they're angry because we do a different kind of a radio show. They're angry because we've been able to make a business out of it, despite the fact that they hate me because they can't hang out with me. They're angry.
You think that's it?
I think a lot of it is. I think a lot of times if you have people that are really pissed off at you, they don't like your show, or they say they don't like your show, but they're always listening and they're always in your, like, they're paying you money to subscribe to your website. Now, that's obviously they love me. Or they love something about me. They love the fact that they can hate me. But, the fact is that when they're, you know, they're here on the site and they're saying these things, I forget what I was saying, so.
You lost your train of thought.
I did. It can't be that important. All right, anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL. I swear to God I had a thought and I don't know where it went.
Look in your pocket.
All right, what do you mean, look in my pocket? 877-876-PHIL is our number. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I just turned the fan on a little bit. We're going to talk about this story, and it is a, it's a nasty story. It's an ugly story, and I'm very, very grateful to some extent. I'm not exactly sure exactly what Governor Perry did, but this, and I'm going to read so that I'm within the federal communications, within the legal guidelines, shall we say, of standards. And I'm only going to say it once, and then, Ms. Dooley, I would appreciate it if you not read it. I'm reading from, not quote it, I'm reading from a story from the Washington Post. In the early years of his political career, Rick Perry began hosting fellow lawmakers, friends, and supporters at his family's secluded West Texas hunting camp, a place known by the name painted in block letters across a large flat rock standing upright at its gated entrance, Niggerhead, it read.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ranchers who once grazed cattle on the 1,070-acre parcel on the Clear Fork of the Brazos River called it by that name well before Perry and his father Ray began hunting there in the early 1980s. There's no definitive account of when the rock first appeared on the property. In an earlier time, the name on the rock was often given to mountains and creeks and rock outcroppings across the country. I think you get the general idea. Now, according to Governor Perry, I'm quoting, he said, "When my dad joined the lease..." So I think it's a lease that is either in the name of his father or in the name of several men, including his dad, or was, or something along those lines that I'm not, some other technical or legal definition that I'm not seeing. But nonetheless, his father was on the lease as of 1983, and according to the governor, he took the first opportunity he had to paint over the offensive word on the rock during the 4th of July holiday. It's my understanding that the rock was eventually turned over to further obscure what was originally written on it. Perry said that he was not with his father when he painted over the name, but that he agreed with the decision that it is a, the governor, I think, was quoted as saying, it's an offensive name that has no place in the modern world. But how or when or whether he dealt with it when he was using the property is less clear and adds a dimension to the emerging biography of Rick Perry. And Bobby, you had a discussion on this, didn't you, at the Western Estates Homeowners Association? This is, I know that you have a political roundtable with a lot of the people that live there in terms of national issues.
We do, Phil. It's something that I instituted a couple of years ago for us to stay more in touch with the world around us, the nation and the world around us. It's very informal. It's something that we enjoy doing. Kind of keeps us all abreast of the news.
And so was this today?
It was, and what you heard was, and I know you got a press release.
We got a press release from the Western States Homeowners Association from a Janice Grayley, who is on the steering committee.
Yeah, Janice sent that out this afternoon at my direction, and it was simply to let everyone within our community know, and also the news media in Los Angeles area and nationally, that we feel that given the fact that none of us have ever been involved in any kind of racist situation, and also that none of us, in terms of our families, were ever... going back down the line of our families, we're the slaveholders, or slave owners, if you will, that we want to be able to discuss these issues openly. And to that end, we'd like to be able to say them if we can.
All right, hold on. You just said that word, and I don't want to have that on my air.
I understand that. My understanding was you just used it.
I used it on the air because I was quoting a news story, which is within the bounds of propriety when you were quoting directly. But I don't want to hear this word.
Well, let me back up. That sort of flies right in the face of what we were saying this afternoon, Phil, which is the fact that we should be allowed to use this word in a discussion.
And the reason you're giving for using this word in a discussion, and what are you saying with we? Are you saying Caucasian, white people?
Yes, primarily those are the people who are members of our homeowners association group. We do have black residents, and if this was a discussion that we raised with them, we might have other rules, but we don't.
Well, are African American members of your community allowed to be involved in this discussion?
Well, we don't disallow anybody, Phil, but what we're saying is it's not an appropriate discussion for them, because what we're saying, we're trying to talk about this from the standpoint of our race, the white race. Is it appropriate? Is it not? Some people may have opinions, but we feel that it is proper because our families have never owned slaves, and we've never been involved in any racial incident.
And you're saying that you and the other white people at the at Western Estates?
Myself and the other people involved in the discussion group.
Yourself and the other people involved in this discussion group at Western Estates should be allowed to use the N-word, as we would, I think, is the best way to call it, to say it.
Well, we don't believe in censorship.
But Ms. Dooley, I don't want you to use the word, okay?
I heard you just now using it. And
hold on for a minute. I just got done telling you that I use that word responsibly and within the bounds of propriety that is dictated by the protocol for news, which is, if you're quoting...
You said that that is not part of the FCC.
I don't know what the FCC says from one day to the next. I don't even think the FCC knows what they're talking about from one day to the next. This is something that I got from the broadcasters that I'm working with right now, and this is their opinion, and this, I think, is a proper opinion, which is, if I quoted it directly from the story, it's fine to use, okay?
Well, if I read from that story, if I let you have that...
No, it would. No, I would not want you to do that.
Hold on. All right, here it is.
No, it's not. I'm not going to let you do that, okay?
Well, Mr. Henry, that is exactly what we're talking about. You are censoring me because arbitrarily. We have never owned slaves. And
it doesn't make any difference. What do you mean you've never? You mean your family?
Our family has never owned slaves. My husband, Steve, comes from Wisconsin. We've never been involved in any kind of offensive racial incident. And
so why do you feel that you want to be able to use the word, the N-word?
Well, I think it's really offensive to say N-word. I think...
No, I want you to know, every time you use that word, I'm hitting a dump button.
I don't understand. If you're editing...
Yeah, we are editing it. We're censoring it out. All right, hold on for a minute, and maybe, Bud, you can get on the line and talk to her. We're talking with Bobby Dooley of Western Estates about this N-word, this place that Rick Perry's family owns. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, it's a place called N-wood, N-head, that's it, N-word head. And it was a word that was on this rock that they have taken off of the rock. But Ms. Dooley feels that the time has come that some white people ought to be allowed to use the word in discussion. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we lay it on the line here every night until 1 o'clock. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And the story here about Rick Perry's hunting camp. A lot of you may not know this story. It's a very, very, it's not even a developing story, but it was very slow to make its way onto the news feeds today in perhaps the stark, loud fashion that stories like this do. And I don't know that it says anything about Rick Perry. Maybe it does. Maybe it says something about white people, you know, and that's really what I'm talking about here, Bobby.
Well, Phil, you say, and this is another reason why we wanted to be able to use the N-word, and I'll go ahead and I'll cede to your demand in that respect, but I want your listeners to understand that in many ways I'm advocating for a lot of us. We are not here to offend anyone.
Why do you want to have the freedom to say the N-word?
Well, first of all, I don't think that it's against the law to say the N-word.
No, it is not. No, it is not. But on my show, I have certain standards. I don't want it used here.
certain standard. So you have this arbitrary rule.
Yes, as many of us would have arbitrary rules, whether it be for our home, for our business, what have you.
Well, but you have a radio show, Mr. Hendry, that is on the public airwave. And because it's on the public airwave, and the airwaves are owned by the people, I should have the right to express myself in terms of freedom. And to be able to say the N-word is not because I want to shock, and it's not because I want to offend. We are trying to make the point that those of us who did not lend to the racial animosity...
Because your families didn't own slaves.
Because our families did not own slaves. You say that in a very sarcastic way, and I appreciate that.
Well, first of all, Ms. Dooley, I don't know how any family can actually trace whether or not there's, you know, whether or not their family owns slaves. You know,
well, Mr. Henry, you have said it many times that your family didn't own slaves.
And my family came from Canada, and they had only been in Canada for one generation. My grandfather, such as he was my adopted grandfather, was from Scotland. So I don't know, you know, if they had slaves in Scotland.
They might have had slaves in Scotland. I don't know your family history, but because you can say that, others can too.
Well, all right, but I mean, okay, if that may be true, I thought you said your family was from the United States.
My family goes back, yes, it goes back many generations in the United States, but in my case, no, we did not own slaves. And let me just get to the chase here, Phil, if I could.
I just don't know how you could, I don't know how you know that, you know.
How do I know what?
I don't know how anybody can say my family never, my family never, unless you really know.
You know, I don't appreciate being laughed at because it's a deadly serious business.
Absolutely it is. Slavery is. Having the freedom to say the N-word on my show, I don't know, is a deadly serious business or not.
Well, if it is not deadly serious, then why would you censor it?
You have not given me a compelling reason as to why you want to be able to say the word.
I want to be able to say the word, Phil, because it is a word that has importance in today's society. People are interested in the truth. People are interested in being able to speak the truth, and they're interested in, you know, I think that...
You see, you can't really give me a good reason why you want to be able to say that word, other than the fact that you want to be able to say it.
Black people use that word all the time. And yes, I understand why. I don't need to be lectured. But if black people are allowed to use it, and they don't have to qualify, I'm saying, couldn't certain whites use it if they qualify?
If they qualify. Well, okay.
Mr. Henry, let me...
Mr. Henry, I think you're being sarcastic, but what I'm trying to say is we'd like to be able to use the word for freedom.
It is about freedom.
All right, hold on for a minute. You know, it is about freedom, and we certainly recognize that there are words that we do not allow on the radio. You know, there are dirty words like the F word. You're aware of that?
Of course I am.
All right, and you know that there are certain things we don't get to talk about, scatological and otherwise, and this is as it should be. If you're in a public forum, other than a radio show, for instance, the one that you have there at Western Estates, you have a discussion group?
Yes, our discussion group.
All right. Then your discussion group is something that I suppose you would have the freedom to use it at as well. But you still haven't given me any reason as to why you want to use that word, and that's what I'm talking about here. Let's go to a phone call first. Bruce in Providence. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I mean, to just make the point that using it is free speech or that it can't be censored doesn't give you a reason to use it. You obviously have a command of the English language. There's no point in using it. I don't understand, you know, her direction. And I don't want to come from an anti-bigotry, anti-racism standpoint. This is a human standpoint. There's no point in bringing up the word. You know what emotions it triggers. What is the point?
Well, first of all, I think if we really do believe in free speech, I see myself as an advocate of free speech.
There is no if. We absolutely believe in it. Then we also believe
it's
that
time.
Free speech comes with a responsibility.
I just feel the time has come for whites to use that word again in a way that can be constructive.
Okay, I'm not sure if you've ever listened to yourself talk or anything, but let me ask you this. When you say things like, I think the time has come, for whites to be able to use that word. Do you understand what that sentence even makes you sound like? I mean, you know, and again, let's not take this as a racism talk.
Hold the line, Bruce. We'll be right back. Hold on. I got to take a break. Our number 877-8776. Phil, we're with Bobby Dooley, who says the time is white people should be able to use the N-word again. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and our number, 877-876-PHIL, and we're back on here with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association as we discuss the whole thing about the N-word, Ms. Dooley. I understand it came to you from this Rick Perry story?
Well, yes, it was part of us discussing this story, and because Mrs. Bracken came in, and I had mentioned to you, she's African-American, and we were very freely using the N-word, and she got offended. And
One of your black residents walked in.
Yes, but I said to her, the reason why we're saying the word, and she said she was offended and all of this, and I said, but you understand that we have the right. I told her that we had never owned slaves. And
all right, let me get back to our caller that was with us here a moment ago. This is Bruce, because he was about to make a point concerning that statement. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, she mentions that she's using the word, and someone walked in and got offended. So you understand it's offensive. My point
of course.
Would be, what would be the point in need? Why do you need the word? I don't want to take away your right to say it. My curiosity is that you feel like you need the word.
That's a very dangerous way of thinking, because one could say the following. Why do you need that book? Why, you really don't need that book, do you? Remember in Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury's book, where he said, the people don't need these books. All these books do is stir them up. The books have nothing to say. Burn them. That's what Ray Bradbury said.
That's exactly what Ray Bradbury... Hold on. That was in the book, but I want to say, that was about books, okay? And that was not to say that a person... we're not saying you can't use this word in your own home among your own people, you know.
Well, that is racist.
What's racist about it?
And I know that Bruce will find fault with this, but it's inherently racist if I'm not able to use that word around black people.
I don't think it's racist at all. I think you're using the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's moronic. I think what you're saying contradicts evolution.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, it's 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a free speech activist. I don't care. I don't want to talk about racism. I don't want to go to a million man march.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with anything except pure and simple evolution, Bobby. There is no point that a person of your age and stature and obvious education needs to bring up a word like that. Do you understand that at one point in time, people spoke about women in a derogatory manner, and whatever terms they used at the
time. Well, that's different.
I don't know what those terms may have been, but we're not going to use them today. You know why?
Why is that different?
It's different because, do you have a daughter? We all have daughters, whether they're black or white, you see.
Well, no, that's not making any sense to me. We all have daughters. I mean, the fact...
My head hurt listening to...
Can I read this to you, sir? Can I read this to you, Mr. Hendricks?
Absolutely.
He won't let me use the word. But it's Rick Perry's hunting camp, retained racial slur, and then it's N-word head. Now, do you know how stupid that sounds when I say N-word head? Why can't I say the...
said it again, Bobby, and I dumped it out, okay?
I'm telling you why.
It's in a news story.
It's been the person who put it. You need to sit back like I'm sitting back and going, the person who wrote this news story is an obvious moron and racist. You need to...
No. Hold, you're wrong. Now, Bruce, you're wrong. And I just hold on for a minute.
Oh, look at this. The caller's wrong.
Hold on for a minute. It's a quote from the Washington Post, because this is what's on Rick Perry. This was on Rick Perry's it was a sign in front of his ranch that said this word.
Yep.
And so they're quoting the sign.
Okay.
You say it's moronic to put it in a news story? If they're quoting the story, they're quoting...
To have the sign. The person who has this sign on their...
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. All right, man. I understand. Listen, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Good points all the way around. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, right there, Phil, you were giving that man the benefit of the doubt because he's a man.
And no, not because he's a man.
Well, he made it. Some of the things he said having to do with women had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
He was trying to say that there are certain words that we try to stay away from. Some words so explosive, some words so inflammatory, some words so reminiscent of a violent, vicious time in the history of this country that they literally can create a violent scene. I'll give you an example of what I mean.
Well, Phil, if you're going to do one of your speeches, you know...
Yeah, we already heard the speech.
One of my speeches?
We've listened to your program...
No, I'm making a point about the N-word, all right?
Yeah, but you're going to go into a long dissertation about the word. I understand you don't agree with me, and you don't agree that the time has finally come where a lot of whites have earned the right to use the word. That's all we're saying.
That's really what we're saying, Mr. Henry. A lot of white people, we've earned the right to use the word, and what you can't say.
All right, sir, you're not on the phone, okay? No, I can't. He's going fading in and out.
Put the phone here. Put the phone to your mouth.
I know about that.
What are you holding it down around your... I'm sorry, Phil. Hold on for a minute. I'm going to get him to...
The man's never used a phone?
Yes, he has, but he seems to think his... Steve, your voice doesn't project that well, okay?
I understand that.
Well, you've got it down around your crotch. Put the phone in. You don't talk with your crotch, do you?
No. Sometimes.
The phone...
All right, Mr. I don't need to hear from him that badly, okay?
What are you doing with it?
Is that okay? Is that good?
No, you got it down around your genitals. You know something, Phil? I'm awfully sorry. I apologize. My husband is so fixated on a certain part of his body that that's where he holds the phone.
And I've got a good speaking voice.
No, you don't have that good of a speaking voice.
I can't understand what you're saying, Mr. Dooley. You understand?
All
right, I want to get back to this one comment that you made, Bobby.
But what about my husband?
What about me? Can I say?
If you hold the phone to your mouth, yes, sir.
What did you mean?
Your mouth, you stupid son. There, that's your mouth. All the garbage that's coming out of your face right now, it's coming out of that hole.
Oh! Alex, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. The point that I was making to my wife was... there's some white people, I think she made a point, too.
It's too loud.
It's way too loud, sir. Let your wife make the point, okay? And the point you were making was that some white people have earned the right to use this word?
I think that a lot of whites, yes, have earned the right to use this word and have thusly been involved, I think, in a kind of a censorship that I think is very... It's very dark. Where does it lead?
And you have not been able to answer the question that the man asked, which is why? Why should you have the right to use that word? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here tonight about this lodge. I can tell you this much. Growing up in white culture, there's always been, at one time or another when I was a kid, there was always something, it seemed, that was associated with that word. I'll give you an example. When I was a little boy, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, as a little white child, and I don't know about anybody else, you know.
Oh, I know the eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch it.
Don't say it, okay?
I didn't say it, sir.
Oh, I didn't say it, sir.
Okay. There was eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and there was the Brazil nut. If you had a bowl of just nuts that you...
What do you mean
nuts?
The ones you eat.
Oh, mixed nuts and...
Yeah, like cashews?
Well, my parents bought all kinds of nuts, and walnuts, and pecans. They bought them... My folks were, like, way out there with these nuts, man. They bought the real raw walnuts, you know. And there was one that was a Brazilian nut, that my mother called a...
Oh.
No, you don't need to use the word. Do you understand?
Why does your mother get to use it?
My mother used it in 1961, okay?
Way back then.
And your husband can't use the word either. What I'm saying is that that word has been used by white folks plenty. Now you say that...
Bill, we never used it. You're talking about it being named after someone's toe?
No, I'm... all right. Let's take a break before I lose my freaking mind with these people. I'm saying that the N-word was something used in my childhood by white people to describe or certain things or as a part of certain sayings. The person may not have been a racist who said it, but then in the virulent Ku Klux Klan sheet wearing sense, anyway. But then the whole atmosphere was kind of spooky, anyway. If you'll pardon the use of the word spook and sheet and Klan, you know. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876 Phil. Should white people be allowed to use the N word now? Have certain whites earned that right by having never owned slaves? Their family. That's what we're talking
Radio
about. Phil Henry
for
Show.
Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Woohoo! Welcome to World Famous Phil Henry Show. Sorry, I got lost in the El Pacifico. Welcome back to our program here, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445 as we're talking here to Bobby and Steve Dooley about one of the most bizarre... It's a very, very bizarre concept, Ms. Dooley, to be able to use the N-word because your family never owned slaves. You know...
Well, Mr. Henry, it might be bizarre to you, but we think it's free speech. And I don't understand why that's bizarre.
Because you haven't answered the question that was initially asked, which is, why do you want to use that word? And I understand your Ray Bradbury connotation. And
well, the Ray Bradbury, I'm simply saying... When you have to ask someone, why do you want to say that, before you allow them to say it, that is the epitome of a police state.
I'm going to still ask it, I don't care whether you like it or not, why do you want to use that word?
Yeah, but that's the epitome of a police state.
That's the epitome of a police state.
Why do you want, it may be, let's just say that I'm the dictator here for the night, why do you want to have the freedom to use that word?
Because we feel that... The word should not be used by some white people. We feel that the word should not be used by racists and by people who can show a history in their family of slave ownership, membership in racist hate groups, having been allied with racists, having been part of those kinds of organizations, or having had associations with them. But I've never, and my family has never had any of that. We've never had any association with those groups. And we've never owned slaves.
And you know that you've never owned slaves how?
I know that we've never owned slaves because my mother and my father both told me that we didn't. I don't know.
How does that... See, that's a very interesting thing. Your mother and your father told you that you never owned slaves. And so... Therefore, they're right. I'm not saying they're lying. Do you know where your people come from originally?
Yes. Our family came here originally from... where was it, Steve?
My family was done.
Not your family. Where's my family? We were from California for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, I think it was Texas or something.
Well, Texas was a slave state.
I know Texas was a slave state, but we weren't there. My family was not in Texas when it was a slave state. It was after it was a slave state.
Well, where were your people? I mean...
I think, and you almost said you people, but I'll let it go.
Ms. Dooley, I don't have a lot of time here. I'm trying to get to the point, and the point is that your family didn't own slaves. I don't know how any white family can say that. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how any white family can say my family didn't own slaves unless they have some kind of certification or documentation that shows the business that every single solitary person was in going all the way back to the Mayflower. Okay?
Well, no, not okay, because I think there are other ways of knowing it. My family was in Texas, and then I think they were in Indiana.
Yeah.
You think?
No, they were. They were in Indiana. And in Indiana, there were no slaves.
They didn't have no slaves on slave ownership in Indiana.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay,
What does that mean, uh-huh?
877-876-PHIL. It's just what I said, uh-huh, because I don't, again, I'm not sure. It's not anything that I think you can actually say, unless you have, like I said, documentation. David G. Hall joining us from South Pass. David, how you doing?
I'm good, Phil. I want to do a comment. How you doing, Ms. Dooley?
Good.
I wanted to make a comment because I was listening with great interest on the program tonight, and Ms. Dooley and her husband are talking about being able to use the N-word, and I don't want, obviously, to hear that, but I was interested in the comment that your family never owned slaves.
That is true.
And I don't believe my family ever owned slaves either. And the reasoning that the lady is using is, I think it's sound, Phil, and I'll tell you why. If we didn't own slaves and we were not part of the Ku Klux Klan, what difference does it make if, as white people, we use the N-word?
Because it's a hateful-sounding word.
I understand that it's a hateful-sounding word, and it's a very hateful-sounding word, but I don't want to use it in a hateful way. I want to use it the same way that many young blacks use it. I'll give an example of what I've said.
In other words, you want to use it in regular conversation, like just...
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Let me give you an example. I brought my... I was sitting in the car the other day, and I saw two elderly people going across the street on the sidewalk. But not on the sidewalk, on the crosswalk.
Uh-huh.
And I had a friend of mine with me, and we were going out to lunch, and I said, "Well, you look at those N-words." They were two elderly white people.
Yeah.
And it was very funny.
So you called the two elderly white people N-words?
Yeah, it was extremely funny. We both laughed. And the good thing about it was, it was a satire, see?
And what do you mean it was a satire? You're sitting in your car.
Yes, we're sitting in my... I was in my car, and I was sitting with my friend.
And you said these two old white people going across the street, and you said, "Look at those N-words."
Yeah. So that's an example where it can be used with humor. And again, if there's no record of my family ever having owned a slave, and Ms. Dooley, I think you indicated...
So my family has never owned slaves.
What about you, Phil?
What about me what?
Has your family... What do you mean, what about you what? Has your family ever owned slaves?
No, I don't think my family's owned slaves, but guess what? I don't know for sure.
Well, I think you need to figure that out before you're allowed to use the N-word.
And nobody's using the N-word on this show. That's not going to happen.
Whoa, sunshine, hold on. What do you mean that's not going to happen? I'm the executive in charge of syndication.
I don't give a damn what you're in charge of. No one's using that word on this show.
But if your family didn't own slaves, then...
I don't care if my family didn't own slaves.
What if they weren't in the Klan, Phil?
And I don't care if they weren't in the Klan.
That doesn't matter to you.
It matters to me, but it doesn't give me the green light to use the N-word.
Well, then when can we use it?
Will you get out of here? When can we use it?
Want me to call him back?
No, she'll probably call back. He will, too, for all I know. When can we use it, then? I don't know if my family... This is the story of the Hendry family, as it was. You tell me whether there was any slave ownership here, okay? Robert?
All right.
My parents came here from Canada in 1949... And the two of them were raised in Toronto, Canada. And my father was raised by parents that adopted him from birth. He did know who his birth mother was. He didn't know who his father was.
Maybe his father's black.
Maybe his father was black, but guess what? Take a look at me. Do I look like I have any African blood in me at all?
Oh.
And my mother was raised by a mother that she knew and a father that she knew. Her father died and her mother died, and then she was raised by step-parents. Both of her parents were of Irish descent. So I can trace my family back to Ireland on my mother's side. On my father's side, I don't know where the hell they're from. I think that the mother, his mother that he knew, I don't know, you know.
What'd she look like? Was she black?
No, she wasn't black. What does that got to do with anything, man? We're not talking about whether my grandparents are black. We're talking about whether white people earn the right to say the N-word because they haven't owned slaves, all right? My people never owned slaves. I don't know if they owned slaves. I'm trying to go through it right now.
All right. Did they have any slaves in Ireland?
Did they have slaves in Ireland? Yeah, the whole damn island. Everybody over there is a slave. How about that?
Oh, get out of here. You're talking all that anti-British stuff.
Look, man. So that's that, okay? So the history in America is only from 1949. Before that, it was Canada. And before that, well, actually, the history in America, my father's mother was from Albany, New York. So I can go, you know.
You mean he was in Canada and then he was in America?
Yeah.
Maybe your dad's mom owned a slave.
Check that out. My dad's mom owned a slave?
Yeah, because she come from Albany, New York before they went to Canada.
All right, we'll be right back. Thanks a lot.
What are you blowing it off for?
I'm blowing it off because you get out of here, both you guys. We'll be right back.